Hello, and welcome to Free Your Wild Season 2. I'm your host, Kenzie Elizabeth, content creator behind @thatbohobabe_ on Instagram, self-proclaimed healthy lifestyle enthusiast, and your resident boho badass. Join me every week as we explore life, love, and all things that make us truly wild and free. So if you're ready to transform into that warrior woman you were born to be, then take one big cleansing breath in and let's go. In today's episode, I'm so excited to reintroduce myself to all of you amazing babes. Whether you've been A1 since day one or you're tuning into the podcast for the very first time, this episode is packed with information to kick off this season right. Not only will I be reintroducing myself to all of you, but I'll also be diving headfirst into my reasoning behind becoming more politically and socially vocal, not just on my social media platforms, but in real life. So without further ado, here is episode 1 of season 2 of the Free Your Wild podcast. Hey, hey, everyone. I am so excited to be back. I cannot explain how good it feels to be recording. It has been a crazy few months, and that's, coronavirus or COVID-19 or whatever you want to call it. All that aside, it has been just like, has anybody else had like a crazy ride these past few months? I absolutely did not plan on stopping my podcast. In fact, I was almost kicking myself in the butt because here I am with, supposedly all this free time now. You think my podcast, my, social media, my website, my blog, all of the above would just be taking off, and it just kind of has chilled. It went on a little coronacation, as my sister joked, like initially when we all kind of got put on shelter in place. But I am so glad to be back and recording speaking with all of you amazing humans, my babes and my bros out there. I hope you are doing okay. One really big, huge, loving shout out to all my babes and bros who are in small business, who are struggling entrepreneurs, who don't know what their future looks like. In the wake of coronavirus, COVID-19, my heart is with you. I hope that anybody who listens to this podcast really feels motivated and moved to really reach out to your local community, wherever that is, and just really, really dive into supporting local business now more than ever. We know big box stores will survive. We know the Walmarts, the Targets, they'll survive. They'll probably take some kind of a hit, I'm sure, but they'll survive. It's your local restaurants. It's your local stores that are still open. It's the barbers and cosmos and estheticians who are fighting to be able to reopen their doors. Those are the heartbeat of our local community, which becomes our state community and our country as a whole. So my heart is with all of you who, have, those small businesses, those entrepreneurial ventures that are stalled. This time cannot be easy for you. Not that it's easy for anybody, but I'm with you, and I know I've surrounded myself with a community that loves giving back to their local environment, and hopefully you start to feel some of that love financially so you can keep your doors open long after, we've passed, this time, this crazy time in our life. But I didn't want to tangent on to the pandemic right now. We all know it's there. We all know we've been in lockdown for as long as we have. So today we're not really going to talk about anything more cheerful than that. but we're going to pivot a little, and we're going to talk a little more about social justice and no longer silencing yourself and all of that fun, you know, icky, probably gonna step on 5 billion toes kind of conversations, which in the last 2 months, I apparently have learned to love. So we're going to dive into that today. But first and foremost, I wanted to give a huge hello and welcome to all of my amazing listeners who are coming back to listen today and all of my brand new listeners. I'm so excited to have you. Welcome. If you haven't had a chance to check out the episodes from season one, which is so funny because season one was literally like January through March, if that. So, but listen to those episodes. I haven't even listened back to them yet, and I can already feel the growth that has occurred because of those episodes. Those are my babies. Those were my stepping stones. So please, if you're tuning in for the first time, take a listen to those previous episodes. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you have any questions or comments, concerns, whatever it may be. I am so ready to just kick it into gear again, and I'm so excited that you've decided to join me on this journey. And if you're coming from my Instagram, we're all about the journeys. You already know. I talk day and night about my fitness journey on Instagram and on Facebook, so you know we are all about the journey and about bringing as many people that want to come along as possible. So welcome, and I'm so excited to have you here with my amazing community, and I cannot wait to hopefully get to know you better. Before I really dive into the backbone of this episode, you guys, if you are on my Instagram, you already know what we're going to kind of dive into. If you saw yesterday's post, you kind of know we're going to get into the nitty gritty. And to be fair, if you've been following me on social media, you know that in the past couple of weeks, I have definitely started diving into the gritty and the uncomfortable, and I know that I have not even scratched a surface. I have not had one hate-filled comment, not had one backlash, so I'm a noob to this whole, you know, speaking your mind thing, but I've definitely flexed that muscle a little more now than I have in a really long time. So we're going to dive into that today. But first, I just wanted to do like a little reintro, and you're more than welcome if you want to message me on social media or leave me a comment. Answer these questions for me too. It's just two questions, and they're one of those like five things that kind of questions, but I would love to get to know my listeners. So if you want, you can leave me a message. I'm working on getting my website up and running again because I did, due to financial reasons, have to shut it down temporarily. But I am looking at new platforms, new avenues to be able to reopen that soon. So stay tuned for that. And if you ever want to send me a question or a topic that you want shared on the podcast, once I get that up and running, that'll be the place that you do it. So to kick off today, and I'm sorry, by the way, A, if I talk too much, B, if I tangent, kind of like now, and C, if I'm a little scatterbrained, because I did take notes, but then my notes kind of, they're unique. They're kind of all over the place. So bear with me. Welcome to my podcast. It's just like my life, a little chaotic and all over the place. But first and foremost, I just really wanted to let you know a little bit about me. I am almost 30. I mean, not you. Like, I'm low-key becoming more excited about it. But, you know, I think as most people when they approach 30, unless you really have it together, life in my 20s did not go how I planned. Ending my 20s hasn't really gone as I planned either. We're also in the middle of a pandemic, so I think life as we know it just threw the rule book out. But I am almost 30 years old. I come from the heart of California, so I don't know any movie stars. I'm so sorry. I'm surrounded by farmland. However, I'm a good like two and a half hours away from like all the cool stuff. So from beaches, from the Bay Area, LA's a little bit longer, but I'm literally a drive away from some of the coolest stuff
Yosemite is in my backyard, which is just amazing if the pollution clears up enough and you get good drives in the morning or at night. We have beautiful skyline here. I am one of three. I have two older sisters. I have come from a blended family. My dad is he's white, but he's like European, so you got your Irish, your Scotch. Scottish, European mix, if you will. And then my mom is, I'll say, 100% Mexican. I'm sure it's far more detailed than that. I know we do have some indigenous blood that runs through our veins. I have amazing, proud indigenous cousins who could probably tell me exactly, what that is. So I apologize for not knowing that offhand. That makes me feel really lazy in my ethnicity. But I am half and half, and I have a beautiful, beautiful German Shepherd Lab terror named Callie. My dad and I and our family, we rescued her from Animal Compassion Team here in the Central Valley. So if you are in Fresno, California, or the surrounding areas, you want to get a new pet, hit up Animal Compassion Team. They're so easy to work with. And while Callie is a royal pain in the ass, she is the most precious thing in my life, and I have no idea what I would do without her. So definitely, if you're looking to rescue, I highly, highly, highly recommend looking there if you're in the area. If you can't tell already, if you've come off my Instagram and you can't tell, I'm absolutely 100% in love with all things boho. From fashion style to home decor to my little witch garden growing, to my crystals, to my, prayers and chants and my dream catcher that I cannot live without. I love all things boho, bohemian. Eclectic, a little different, a little odd, a little worse for wear, that's still so beautiful, but it's not perfect. I'm all about it. I'm all for it. It is slowly taking over every aspect of my life, and I'm 100% okay with it because I feel like becoming this in tune with imperfect things, with nature, with balance of everything, nature, universe, self, community, it's just made me a better person. So that's definitely my leading trait these days. Let's see, that was one, two. Where did my list go? I love to read. So my love of reading came from Harry Potter, and I'm sure I could probably and probably will do a whole episode on how I came to love Harry Potter. You can blame my older sister for it. But my current reads right now are Daring Greatly by Brené Brown, and my super excited read that I just got in the mail the other day, The Rural Diaries by Hillary Burton Morgan. I'm so excited. I'm going to start reading it tonight, and I cannot wait. So I'm definitely a book nerd, which makes me a movie nerd when they get changed into movies, which just makes me a nerd in general. I love a good intense workout. So whether it's a good, yoga where everything's stretched out, it's a good HIIT cardio, it's boxing and fight club, it's lifting heavy. If it's got me sweating and cussing and almost to the brink of wanting to quit, I am all for it. In a safe manner, I should say, but I love it. It's one of my favorite things. And the fifth thing that's kind of a basic to really know about is my family is my number one. So my immediate family, I have a very large extended family, my boyfriend and his son, who are absolutely my family. They, that's always my number one. That's my driving force. Everything I do is for me, for my family. They are the first people I call, the first people I lean on. They are such a huge part of shaping who I am that they are just, you will know, like we are an extension of one another, and It's a little mob mentality-ish, but I'm okay with that. We, you know, we take care of our own, we protect our own, and we are some of the most loving people that I have ever met. And I know I'm biased, but I have friends who will vouch for that. So yeah, those are five basic things for me. And then five things that I'm passionate about. If I wasn't passionate about those things, but five things I'm really passionate about is just reminding humans of their worth. You know, a number on a scale, a size on a piece of clothing, the color of your skin, you are worth everything. And there's literally nothing on this earth that can make you less valuable because you're human. And I am so passionate about reminding people of that, particularly in the healthy lifestyle range, just because I know that journey. I'm familiar with that journey. Same goes for fashion. I know that journey. I'm familiar with it. And those are my avenues of change. Those are my places that I'm most comfortable to get in there. And I love reminding people of their worth, that they are more than a number on a scale. They are more than a rude, hateful comment or slur. They are more than perception in an airbrushed magazine. I'm so for empowering people, which kind of slides right into number two, which is empowering women to become warriors in their daily life. I'm so for it. I am all about it. And this isn't a means to say like I'm hating on men, but I'm so for just empowering women to take charge of their lives. As somebody who has done it to herself, I love watching women give themselves permission to be seen and to be heard. Because as you'll find out in this episode, I silenced my own self. And I think that's very common as a woman to silence yourself, because we're told everywhere that we only have so much worth. So one and two kind of go hand in hand, because everybody has worth and nothing stops that. Nothing changes that. Not your identity, not your clothing, not your size, not your gender. So one and two really walk hand in hand. Reminding people of their worth, empowering women to be warriors in their daily life. Three, which is obviously very new for me these days, but learning to use my voice to promote change, to make a stand, to sit there and be like, hey, come to the table and talk to me about XYZ things. I am a great speaker, but I'm an even better listener. And really learning how to get comfortable in the uncomfortable of speaking up so those conversations to be had. That's something I'm super passionate about, particularly right now. It's definitely been a forefront focus for me. Number four, I'm super passionate about being a place of love and support to anybody who needs it. I hate to say I love being the shoulder, but I love being the place where someone can say, hey, I need help. I need a rest. I need somebody to talk to. I love creating that space. So maybe you're not telling me your life story, but you're having a bad day, so you come over, or you're having a bad day and we watch a movie. I love being that space of comfort for anybody who needs it. If you, you know, if the world is kicking your ass, you come to my door, we'll crack a beer, we'll put on a movie. If it's a real bad day, we'll take a shot of something strong and, you know, and we'll get through life together. Like, I love being that bridge on a hard day for somebody if they're struggling to get through that day. And not for the pat on the back, not for the I was there, but because everybody at some point needs that bridge, that help, that lifeline. And if I can be that, then absolutely, without a doubt, I will be. Last but not least, my fifth thing that I have most recently become passionate about is really becoming the best possible example of human kindness, of humanity to my little, to my baby boy, who's not mine biologically, but is mine in every other way. I have no biological children of my own. And boy, did this little boy rock my world when I met him 2 years ago. And I have been forever changed. And I have been daily reminded since then of the example that I set for him. And so I am just super, super passionate about being an example for him, for the other littles in my life, my niece, who is an amazing human that I absolutely attribute all of her amazingness to her mother, but I'm biased in that too. And I just, it really puts into perspective how many people are looking when we don't see them looking. So every day I try to bring my best version of myself. It doesn't always work. I am human, but every day I try to bring my best version of myself, so that, my son and, my other loving littles whom I hold so dear have a good example to look up to. So those are my kind of 10 things, my 5 about me and 5 things I'm super passionate about. If you have a chance, write them down for yourself. It was fun trying to think of 5 things, like just 5 random things that, if somebody asked you what you liked, and then 5 things you're passionate about, and you'll find such a clear purpose, and you'll find that they all integrate with one another. That was one thing that I found, that it was super easy to write the 5 things I was passionate about, because they're all interwoven, and it makes it very easy for me to see what I'm passionate about, the direction I need to go in, where I'm moving in, what my headspace is like. And that's all just from writing out 5 things I'm passionate about. So if you get a chance, like even if it's in a journal, write it out and keep it for yourself. You don't have to share with anybody else, and keep it for you so you can look back on it and really see where you're moving or where you came from if you look back on it. I lost my train of thought there ever so slightly. I'm so sorry. But that's the gist of it. It's just write it out for you. 5 basic things that if somebody asked you 5 things about you, what it would be, and then 5 things you're passionate about. I encourage you to do it and just see what comes of it, what it inspires you to do. Now that we've learned a little bit about me, and I promise today's episode's going to be a little bit longer, I promised myself that this time around I would try and keep the episodes to under 30 minutes. I don't think that's going to happen today because we're about halfway through the podcast. But going forward, I really am, because I know I can talk for days. So we're really going to try and keep it under 30 minutes going forward. But today's going to be a little bit longer, so you get kind of like 2 episodes in one. After touching on all that and me really talking about things that I'm passionate about and really kind of circling back to that third one, which was learning to use my voice to promote change, I had a sociopolitical awakening a couple weeks back. I was scrolling through my Instagram and came across multiple posts about Ahmaud Arbery. And this isn't to get political, this isn't to do anything, but it was a day where I had seen all of these posts about what happened. And if you don't think that what happened was cruel and inhumane, then you're probably not going to like my podcast, because I'm going to tell you right now, in no universe was what happened to this young man okay. Was it justifiable? So if on that basis alone, you already don't like what I'm saying, I apologize, but sorry, not sorry. But I was looking at all these posts and I got angry. I got so angry that I started sharing because I could not, like, not just sit past and scroll past another thing without saying something, without sharing something, without adding my two cents to the conversation. And then literally right after that, Breonna Taylor's shooting hits news media, and the constant protests surrounding the shelter in place due to COVID-19 and people demanding rights for themselves to go back to work who were not even a year ago protesting Colin Kaepernick kneeling on a football field. People demanding they have a right to their body who not even a year ago were screaming to pass legislation making abortions illegal, or like you could get jail time for it. There was just so much inconsistency and so much nonsense that I had quite literally had enough. I, up until this point, have been very politically and even from a social justice perspective, been very silent. I've had opinions and I've shared them with some people, but those opinions pretty much floated right down the middle divide. And that's because I honestly think that you can feel multiple ways about multiple issues, and they don't have to necessarily line up with Democratic and Republican views. Now, realistically, they're gonna align. Most of your opinions will sway one way or another. But the example I'm saying is that I can fully 100% believe in the right to choose whether or not a woman can get an abortion or not, and also still feel that, gun laws, really need to be crafted in a way where we don't feel like we're being stripped of all rights. I don't think guns are the devil. I don't think that, getting rid of all of the guns will solve the problem. So basically what I'm trying to say, and probably not the best way, because again, I'm not one to speak on politically charged topics. I was absolutely afraid that I would cause a shit show by sharing my opinion. But after seeing so many things about so many things that were clearly wrong, that I just couldn't do it anymore. And looking at past things that I have, let slide, and things where I have maybe been more politically charged in one arena and then not in the other, I began to feel like a hypocrite. And in looking through all of these things and feeling a certain way, it all kind of culminated in coming across a post, and I don't even remember who I saw who posted it, but to the effect it said that, your silence only helps the oppressor win. And it's not like I haven't heard this phrase before. And I don't know if it was just a culmination of seeing all these things, of feeling some type of way, whatever the case may be, but there was something about how it hit differently. And I realized I could not be silent anymore because I'm only helping the oppressor win. I'm only helping, the person responsible for terror win, in whatever capacity that is, whether that's the person who shot Ahmaud Arbery, whether that's the cruel slaying of Breonna Taylor, whether that's, the legislators trying to make it illegal or worthy of jail time if a woman aborts a baby to save her own life because the baby's life no longer exists. There's so many different places. It's saying, I don't know if I believe her when somebody comes out against somebody famous for, sexual misconduct. It's all these little things that it were such a buildup for me. And when reading that, it was the weight of that going that I have contributed to people of terror staying in power, people of hatred staying in power, people oppressing staying in power. And that sounds so dramatic, but that's realistically what it is. And for all of you who know this already, like, I feel like all of you are going like, oh, she's hit her aha moment. You know, I remember when I hit my aha moment, but that's really what it was. I couldn't do it anymore. And I kind of fell back on, you know, something that my boyfriend tells me all the time is he always tells me, he goes, you have such a way with words. And if I have such a way with words, why am I not using them? And it was then that I decided, and this is literally only like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, something like that, that I needed to use my words. So maybe I don't speak so eloquently, and maybe I don't have it scripted, and maybe I misspeak because that's the human in me. But if I can use my words and how I express an opinion and my ability to listen and my ability to mediate, gotta love being a Libra, then why am I not? And that's pretty much why I decided that I could not be silent, that silent no more had to be a thing, that I couldn't stay silent, that I had silenced myself enough, that I was not only doing a disservice to other people, but I was doing a disservice to myself. And I realized something in that day, that I was no longer afraid to quote unquote lose people who didn't agree with my views. And that's saying a lot, because I realized that there was a level of me that was extraordinarily, like, I just had the word and I lost it. It was extraordinarily shallow. I guess shallow is a good word to use, because I didn't want to risk not being liked. And it's not like by the general, but like if there were like 1 to 2 people that I really wanted to like me, but their views opposed how I felt, like I did not want to risk not being liked. And it was such a freeing experience to come to the conclusion that I just didn't care about that anymore. That if you don't like me because of an opinion I express, then you didn't really like me. And if you didn't take the time to at least try to understand or want to know more, if you just wrote me off because of a one sentence opinion, you're probably not somebody I wanted to spend my time with anyways. And that was such a freeing feeling. And then the other thing I realized was I wanted to be a place, I wanted to be a person, I wanted to somehow facilitate a way where discussion could happen despite opposing opinions. So I wanted to somehow create a platform, and I don't even know how I'm going to do this short of just talking, where people could talk, but the object would be you have to listen. Like me talking my opinion to you does nothing. If you think I'm crazy pants and have no idea what I'm talking about, and all I think is you're some angry human who's refusing to listen. So to facilitate a conversation was another big part of not wanting to be silent anymore. I wanted to be able to go, hey, I don't like your opinion, but I also don't know your opinion. And I'm going to need you to help me figure out if you're just being ignorant and close-minded and unwilling to learn, or if you genuinely think that, you know, I'm not understanding. I'm always for understanding a perspective. I think it's such a key, particularly in social issues, particularly in political issues, is understanding one another. Because if you don't, we're going to end up with the bias that we currently have in the situation that we're currently in. So I wanted to be that source of open discussion. I also wanted to be a source of hope, of possible guidance, of conversation amidst this never-ending feeling, and this never-ending cycle, really, of fear-based verbal attacks and hatred-fueled information. God, social media is wonderful until the racists and the bigots come out and the angry activists, because for as many as every side of this coin has a counterpart, and it does no good to be an angry activist if you're just yelling back at a bigot who doesn't understand, at a racist who doesn't understand, at an uneducated human who doesn't understand. And I know I feel like I'm coming across really harsh, but it really doesn't. Now, I'm not saying that you have to sit there and you have to love their opinion. I'm not saying that you have to sit there and hold their hand and sing kumbaya at the end of the day. I'm not saying you don't have a right to be angry at a racist human being, at a person who is filled with hatred, at a person who does not care if another human is suffering. You could be angry. Those are things to be angry about. But when all you have are sucker punches in the debate of life, of the go for the jugular, hit below the belt, I'm so stubborn, so I'm going to repeat the same phrase over and over again, we really get nowhere. And I guess that could be an underlying excuse as to why I never really spoke up in the first place, because I don't really like having conversations where I get nowhere. And so often you see it on Facebook, you see it on Instagram, you see it on Twitter, you see it a lot on Twitter from a lot of people that you would really hope you wouldn't see it from. You see it a lot on Twitter. You see it all across social media because it's so easy to type out a few hate-filled sentences, put the blinders on, not really care because you can delete it, you can block them, you can do whatever. I want real-life conversation. I want to bring to the 21st century, to the social media platform, real-life conversation. I want to get uncomfortable in that conversation. I want you to be uncomfortable, I want me to be uncomfortable, and I want us to figure out how it's going to change. And that won't happen overnight, and that probably won't happen anytime soon. But that is the kind of conversation that I want. That is where I'm hoping that my loudness, my voice, that's the kind of space I would like to create. Honestly, as I wrap up, this episode, I'm gonna go through real fast, and I have my affirmations for this episode. If any of you have listened to previous episodes, towards the end I was doing weekly affirmations, so I have a few of those. And then I do just have a few, like, how do I, use my voice kind of tips. But really, I just wanted to touch on my biggest takeaway from all of this is that my intention isn't to always have us agree. We're not always going to agree, and that's totally okay. But communication leads to lessening of ignorance and the possibility of change. And if I can give us a space to communicate, then I've already won. That doesn't mean you can come in and, as my boyfriend's gaming community says, you can't be a bot, you can't be a troll. I absolutely will have no tolerance for any type of, nastiness. And that goes for me. So if ever I get on here and I get nasty, please call me out. Sometimes I'm human, which means there could very well be a rage-filled episode in my future that I don't even know about. But I refuse to spread nasty. You want to be angry, you want to have rage, use that rage in a positive way. But never lead with the intent to hurt. So yeah, we're gonna disagree. You're not gonna like what I say. I could have two followers and one listener, and that listener could be me or my best friend, and that's perfectly okay. I am perfectly okay with that. And I say that multiple times because it took me a really Really, it took me 28 years and a couple months to be comfortable with not giving a shit as to whether or not you like what I have to say. Because at the end of the day, the things worth saying aren't always things that are going to be liked. The things worth saying aren't always going to be pleasant or comfortable. The things worth saying will make waves, And if I have to make waves, I am a plus size girl. I will make all dem waves. And it took me a really long time to get this comfortable, to surround myself with a tribe of people who were mirrors to who I am. Because they are every single person that I admire and aspire to in my life, outside of my life, in a celebrity or extension, type capacity. Every person I aspire to be and admire are strong, warrior, fierce, take no shit women. And every single one of them has been nothing more than a reflection of myself since day one. And it's time that I own the image in the mirror. And it's time that I own who I know that I truly am. So I hope that if you're listening, A, made it to the end of this long podcast, and B, understand that it's okay if we disagree, but come to the table and keep having the conversation. It's probably my biggest takeaway. So before I get into today's affirmations, because I already know we're coming up on like 45 minutes of this podcast, just a few tips on how to be silent no more, how to use your voice. So number one, super easy. And if you want to write these down, pause the podcast, grab that notebook from earlier. I absolutely encourage you to write these down and see how you can apply them in your real life. So number one, show up. It's both the easiest and the hardest thing you could do. Show up. So if you are comfortable going to live protests, if that's something you feel called to do, absolutely do it. Show up on social media. So whether it's sharing information for people to call to make change, whether it's calling your representative, whether it's sharing information so people can become more aware, whether it's sharing information so you shine a light on something like Ahmaud Arbery or Breonna Taylor or, Black Lives Matter or, the sufferings of Indigenous people, whatever that may be, if you see it and you feel called to share it, you feel that people need to see it, get loud on your social. Don't be afraid that you may not get the like count because at that point, social justice has no like count. You stand up for somebody, not for the like, but because it's what's right. That is, in my opinion, how you make noise. That's how you turn up the volume or you get loud. My second tip is to shut up and listen. So you can get as loud as you want. You can have that voice and you can crank the volume, but it means nothing if you're not willing to listen. Listen to somebody you disagree with. Try and understand their perspective or where they're coming from, because if you're going to argue with somebody and you don't know where they're coming from, it's like pounding your head against the wall. You're really not going to get anywhere. And if you really feel like you're not going to get anywhere, don't argue with that person in the first place. You don't have, like I said, you don't have to walk away agreeing, but you'll walk away more educated. So maybe you don't agree, and maybe you still, at the end of that conversation, go, "Oh my God, 15 minutes of my life gone. What the fudge?" You have become more educated. You now have a bank of knowledge of somebody from that perspective. It not only makes you more educated and help, but it helps you understand. Because at the end of the day, there's a human capacity to everybody, even the world's most awful people. And I'm not saying we need to talk to or about any of them, but even the world's most awful people, there's a human aspect. And I'm not saying to understand from a place of empathy and to feel for them, but understand for your own knowledge and your own education. Understand to make you smarter. Understand to say, "Hey, I opened my mind enough to see that this person really is a bad person. And maybe in their circle, they have good qualities, but in general, they're a bad person." But that open-mindedness, that ability to listen, that can only educate you further. On a political swing, vote. And if you tell me that your vote doesn't count, vote anyways, because if it doesn't count, then it doesn't matter. But if it does count, then you're going to want that in there, whether it's by mail, whether it's in person, whether it's you know, I don't know how many different ways you could probably possibly vote. If there was a secure way to do it digitally, I'm sure we would. But, you know, considering the 2016 election, doubtful. But vote. I have met so many people who said it doesn't matter. And realistically, the amount of you who say it doesn't matter would make it matter so much. Would make it matter so much. Like, I can't say it loud enough. It's the reason why people say get out and vote. For the thousands upon thousands of you who say it doesn't matter, those are thousands upon thousands of votes that could swing any election. So learn to flex your political muscle. And if you don't know how, find somebody to help you. Ask me how, and I will do all the research for you. I will walk you through it. We will get it together. But do it. That is literally, it is the one thing you should be proud of doing, even if you lose, because the vote is about your voice being heard. It's not about the winner, as much as weird as that sounds. It's not about the win or lose. It's about the fact that you gave your opinion and you had so many other people give their opinion to. And if you didn't get the result you wanted at the end of the day, then you try again the next time. It's always about the try. It's always about keeping your voice active, because the day you stop and the day you don't vote is the day you really do silence yourself politically. Last thing before I get into affirmations would be lead with love, compassion, and gratitude. And I say this because there's already enough hate out there. Anger turns to hate very quickly. Anger turns to hate, turns to rage very quickly. There's enough anger and hatred and rage in the world without you adding to it because you're angry. If you want to be angry, be angry. Like, there's a lot to be angry about. The situation with Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor and her boyfriend, you should be angry. Like, that, it made me angry. But what it did was it made me angry to act. So it made me angry to want to defend these people who clearly didn't have somebody defending them, you know. And by somebody, I mean a justice system defending them from having their home invaded or being shot on a run. So when I say lead with love, compassion, and gratitude, what I mean is just channel that rage and that anger that it makes you feel into compassion for others. So into a means of how you can help. Love for yourself. So honoring yourself, not to hold that rage, not to let that rage rot and manifest in you. And then gratitude for the opportunity to speak up. You know, I am in a fortunate position where I can speak up. I, you know, without fear of the color of my skin or my accent or my age predefining me. Now, I'm still a woman, so that one kind of kicks me in the ass every now and then. But I have the opportunity to speak up without fear. And God, am I grateful for that. Because I know there are so many who don't even have that, which is a shame, and a whole nother episode to begin with. So lead with love, compassion, gratitude. Gary Vee would probably add kindness, because he leads everything he does with kindness. But love, compassion, and gratitude. It's not so much for the other person or a person you may not agree with, but it's for yourself, and it's for those who can't speak up. Because they need it more than this oppressor, this person of power, this villain, the victims, the silenced. I don't even want to call them victims, the silenced. They're the ones who need your love, compassion, and gratitude. And if you are the voice, if you are someone who is part of a group of people who are silenced and you are their voice, then you know just how much they need your love, compassion, and gratitude, because you need it too. So, you know, hang in there. And if you are fighting the good fight, then fight on. And I'm working on being in solidarity with you. I'm getting there slowly but surely. And for all of my trailblazing women, friends, family members, television idols. Thank you for leading the way and giving me courage, because it was your courage that has inspired me to start speaking out more. On that note, I just have three affirmations for you. Again, you can write these down. These are there for you to call on days when you're struggling, on days when you need to be reminded why, on days where you feel frustrated or angry or ready to enact change. You can kind of keep these on hand. So the first one: today I refuse to be complacent in letting the oppressors of the world win. Today, I will show up for those who seek justice. Today, my voice will be heard. Number two. No longer can I silence myself for the sake of not wanting to upset others. Today, I get loud and I stay loud. For myself and for all those who can't. Number three is really easy. Number three, you could write on the back of your hand:
silent no more.
I found these incredibly inspiring. And I hope you do too. And I know this episode was long. I warned you halfway through, but I'm so excited to be back recording and sharing with you. And I hope you got everything out of this episode that I was trying to give. I really promise I'm working on tailoring it down and making it a little more cohesive. But like I said, I tangent and I get excited. So I hope you guys have an amazing, amazing, amazing day. I hope you pulled some takeaways from this. I hope you didn't just, delete me off your playlist forever, but if you did, it's okay. I wish you all the best in the world. If you have an opinion and want to share it with me, I would absolutely love to hear it. I will link in the show notes ways you can get in contact with me. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this episode because you have hung in with me for almost an hour and I absolutely love you for it. So have a great day, evening, and I will chat with you guys next week. So until next time, bye-bye.